Tonight, you know, it's probably going to be a little bit different. I'm going to speak on some things that are pretty harsh, pretty true. They are true. If you find it offensive, sorry. God told me to speak this word, so I'm not going to back down from it. It is what it is, right? And if you get your feelings hurt, chances are this message was meant for you then. And it's the Spirit talking to you. Father, I come to you tonight. Thank you for everything that you're doing, Father. I thank you for everyone that is here tonight. Father, you knew each and every one that was going to be here tonight, Father, that they had an appointment with you tonight, Father. Father, we turn this whole service over to you. Father, let your words come through me to the people, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Tonight I want to talk to you guys about social media and websites. How many of you guys, well, we'll say that for later. How many of you guys know we're living in a time of warfare right now? Right? It's a spiritual warfare. And social media and the internet is the devil's playground. But we can turn that around for the kingdom of God. Right? I'm going to give you guys some statistics. You guys got a pen and paper. I want you guys to write these down because these are kind of alarming. It really shocked me. Blew my mind when I read these. Okay? And as I go through these, I want you guys to think about them if you have them. Facebook has 2.4 billion monthly users. Right? That's on Facebook. TikTok has 800 million active users. As of April 2020, if that was. You can only imagine how much more is doubled than TikTok. Instagram is the most popular social network. It has 1 billion monthly active users. Right? Snapchat has 229 million daily users. Twitter, 330 million monthly users. Netflix, 182 million. YouTube, how many of you guys watch YouTube? 1.8 billion users of just YouTube. There are only 7.8 billion people in the world. There is 321 million new users just this year so far that has a social media account, right? That works out to one new person on social media every 15 seconds. Every 15 seconds you guys are getting on social media. Someone is, including myself, right? Okay, now we're going to break down a little few things. 94% of teens have social media. Okay, this wasn't in my notes, but I'm going to break. Me and Michelle love your students 100%. They are our kids. We get them for 45 minutes a week on Wednesday. Right? Parents, Michelle posted today, raise up a child the way they should go and they'll never part. Right? So we're going to need you guys' help because 94% of teens have social media. 71% of teens use more than one social media. So you said, okay, your teens. 42% of adults have multiple social media accounts. And when I say multiple on that end, Facebook. Not only do you have one Facebook account, you have two Facebook accounts. Not only do you have two, you have three, all under different names. 42% of adults do that. Why? I don't know. Are they hiding something? Are they playing the church world on this side, but these other two accounts were playing the devil's world? I don't know. Could be. Could be that they just lost their account and wanted to do something different, right? Well, that's happened a lot. In 2016, teens spent about half a day playing games. Okay? I'm sorry, half an hour a day playing games. That was in 2016. That's online. Then the online stuff kicked in. 2022. Anybody want to take a guess how many hours a day they're playing? Anyone? Teens? Where's my teens? Cameron, you got any idea? Two or three? Seven? 12. 5 hours a day. 5 hours a day, our kids are online gaming or on their games. Right? Now here's one that just kind of choked me up. Around 35% of all internet downloads are pornographic. And that's from the ages of 18 to 49. 93.2% of boys and 62.1% of girls have seen it or have been exposed to it by the age of 14. That's scary, people. Scary. There's about 134,491 new websites visited, pornography, per minute. Per minute. Think we're in a warfare? Now we'll go back to social media. The average time a teen spends on social media is 9 hours a day. Okay? Kimber, you're good at math. You spend 9 hours a day social media. You sleep for 8 hours. How many hours have you got left? Don't ask me. I'm the youth pastor. I don't do good math. Huh? Seven. 7 hours left of the day. How many hours do you go to school? Seven. 8 hours sleep, 7 hours at school, 9 hours of social media. You say, okay, Gary, you're talking about teens. You're talking about teens. You're talking about teens. Yes, because teens are my hearts. But listen here, in 2005, only 5% of adults had a cell phone or were on social media. Does any adult want to take a chance at what it is today? Anyone? Brother Angelo? Close. 75% of adults have social media now and a phone, an internet, something. How long do you think we spend on social media? Adults spend an average of 3 to 4 hours a day on social media and the internet. Okay? And I'm not going to do the math because I sleep a lot of hours, Kimber, so. Okay. If you don't believe me, how many of you guys got one of these phones? If you got a phone, pick it up real quick. Okay. I want you to write this down. I don't want you to do it right now because it's just not right. You go to your app settings, right? Go to settings, go to apps. It will tell you exactly how many hours a day you are spending on each app. So I checked it out. Thought, okay, all these says where you spend 3 hours, blah, blah, blah. How many hours do you think I had on my phone? 2.9 hours. So I'd say they were pretty right on the money, right? You know, how many of you guys have your phone with you right now? Have your phone with you right now. Okay, I got my phone with me right now. How many of you have this with you right now? Okay? So, we need to start putting these down, 2.9 hours a day, 8 hours a day, and start picking this up. How many times have we said, I just don't have enough time in the day to read my Bible? Guilty. I've done it. Tired when I get home. But I had 3 hours of play on this. 3 hours of social media. Right? Teens, you had 9 hours. I want you guys to look at Leviticus 19:4. Do not turn to idols or make metal gods for yourself. I am the Lord your God. What do you think you're doing with social media? You're making an idol. How many times, and I don't even want to know this, because yeah, this is between you guys. How many times have you been heading to church? Oh, no, honey, turn around. I forgot my phone. How many times have you said, I've only got 3% of my battery life left? How many of you said, oh no, honey, turn around, I forgot my Bible? How many of you guys said, you know what, spiritually, I'm at 3%. I need to put this down and pick this up. Right? Because we don't. But we need to. Why? Because social media, internet, is the devil's playground, and we're going to let him get into us if we let it. We need to stop. Right? So, when you say, I don't have time, go back, look at your settings, look at your apps, figure out how much time you got. We all got time. Right? So now that we all know we have social media, let me ask you this question. Are you using social media to glorify and further the kingdom of God, or are you using it for idle time? Right? Social media can make your light shine for Jesus, or it can tear down your character. How long does it take for you to lose your character to somebody? Not long. That's the youth pastor. I know him. He's the youth pastor at First Christian Center. What I post, what I do, what I do, anything, my character be gone just like that. But let me tell you this. It's not just the youth pastors. It's just not the pastors. It's your character too. They're a Christian. But boy, look at the stuff they're posting. Right? Let's go to Revelations 3:16. Revelations 3:16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. 9 hours, 3 hours, I'm lukewarm. Right? I don't know about you guys, but when I read that, I thought, spit me out of his mouth. Whew. I don't even want to think about that. The social media, Facebook, YouTube, Netflix, pornography, is it worth being spit out of Jesus' mouth? I don't think it is. Talk about being half-hearted and lazy. That's what that means, half-hearted and lazy. Are we just being lazy? Not reading our Bibles? But we got time to post things. We got time to Snapchat. We got time to keep our streaks alive, whatever that is. I have no clue. I just know my daughter says I got to keep my streaks alive. It's a teen thing, I guess. I don't know. But it's, I have to keep a streak. And all I guess all that is just going to take a picture and send it to people. I don't know. I'm pretty sure streaks aren't going to get you into heaven, though. Sorry, hey. Told you, it's real tonight. Heaven, or I won't make a streak. Don't be lazy. How many of you guys know there's a lot happens on social media? A lot happens on social media. How do you know half the time about our food ministry? Through social media. We have a youth page. Anybody know what our youth page? Facebook page? Okay. Keep up to things with that. We keep up with things. But is your social media glorifying God? It's the only question you guys can have. I can't. Lukewarm. when it said that lukewarm, I got to thinking about, I have some friends, and it, you know, they're all about church. They're all about they can preach scriptures. But they're also all about the pornography and posting bad things on Snapchat, posting things on Facebook. You know, you can't live with the devil and expect God to pay your rent. Plain and simple. And that's what you're doing. You're being lukewarm. Let's go to Matthew 6, 22-3. It says, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is unclear, your whole body will be full of darkness. Therefore, if the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? Stay, come here. I wasn't going to do this, but they're teens, so they'll get over it. Okay, turn around for a minute. Take your glasses off. Start blinking your eyes. Keep going. Just keep going. Okay, you got it. You good?
Yeah.
Okay, you can go sit down. You guys think that's funny, right? But it's not. What has just happened is our eyes are like cameras. What you're seeing, what you're looking at, every time your eyes flash, you're taking a picture. You're putting it in your brain. And so you just sat there and took all them pictures. Good pictures because we're in church. But how many stuff is on Facebook, social media, Snapchat, all that stuff that your eyes are constantly taking pictures of? Eventually, that gets in your brain, in your mind. Right? I would rather sit here and take snapshots of this all day long. Right? So when we talk about that, what happens as you start taking these pictures, it starts corrupting your mind. Eventually, what you see is what you're going to become out of. So the more pictures you're taking of pornography and everything else, that becomes your idol. No longer does this word become your idol. So, we need to be able to fight when we're on these social medias, right? Last time I looked, our Facebook page had 793 likes. You know, that don't sound like much, but that's 793 seeds planted. How many seeds has your social media planted? It's only you to know. I don't, you know, I know how many mine has. Hopefully more than I think. Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs. That's where we're going to spend most of the time. Proverbs. The purpose of Proverbs was to provide and develop wisdom, discipline, and understanding, and insight and guidance on how we're to live. Right? So we're going to go to Proverbs 17, 27 through 28. He who has the knowledge spares his word, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise, and he who shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. How many times have you guys been on Facebook? I'm going to pick on my wife because I know she can handle it. And you see something, and you said, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Right? You give them a piece of your mind. You might even throw a Chromebook. But anyways, that's an inside joke. I won't even tell that one. But you will All right. So you hit sin. What just happened to your character? Gone. Right? It said in 17, even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise, and he who shuts his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Sometimes you just need to shut it. Just shut it up. I've been there. Because you know what? Once you didn't shut it up, you can't take it back. And when you put it out there on this, it ain't never coming back. It's out there forever. Forever. See, when you do that, sometimes, are you doing harm or are you telling the truth when you speak out like that? Chances are, most of the time, you're harming. Because if you really sit down and seek God's knowledge and His Word, you need to just close your mouth and not throw it out there for everything. So you need to know when to say something or restrain your words. I struggle with this one. You need to be people with a cool spirit opposed to a hot temper. Sometimes our temper gets to us quicker than we think. Proverbs 18:1. He who separates himself seeks his own desire. He seeks and quarrels against all wisdom. See, if we're not careful, social media becomes an echo chamber of what we only want to hear. Right? How easy is it, Pastor Kelly, that somebody says something you don't like, they're unfriended. I'm going to block them. Right? Oh, but you know what? I want them to be my friend because they agree with me all the time. Well, guess what? That person agree with you all the time probably may not be of sound mind. Right? But all too often, it's just so easy. I'm going to block them. I'm going to unfriend them. You know what? Here's what I found out. Sometimes you need to let that person speak to you because that may be a person of sound mind. What if one of your brothers and sisters in church called you out on that post? Right? It's happened. But how many times have you blocked that person or unfriended them? Because you can do it without them knowing. Right? Speaking of that, I don't even know this ain't part of my message, but you know what? Parents need to know about this. How many of you guys have Chrome on your phone? Chrome. Okay. If you got Chrome, pick it up real quick. This ain't part of my message, but we need to know about this because we're fighting an enemy. And teens, we're on to you. Hit the Chrome button. Up in the top right-hand corner, there's a red arrow. Hit that red arrow. It says, New Incognito Tab. Hit that. Guess what? Now you can browse privately, and other people who use this device won't see your activity. Your teens know about this. Parents, you can shut that section of the phone off. Right? That's just that wasn't even my nose, but I just felt that one. You know, that's the enemy that is allowing that. He's so good, he even put a deal on the internet that says privately. If we don't make ourselves aware of it, our kids are going to make themselves aware of it. Let's go to Proverbs 18:2. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart. We all want to share our opinion out there, but we don't want to listen, do we? Or take advice. All we want to do is be heard. It's real easy to put it out there on social media. Just be heard. Proverbs 18:3, when the wicked comes, then comes also contempt, and with dishonor, reproach. Don't dishonor yourself when you post or share something that reveals wicked behavior. Right? How many of you guys have dishonored yourself with this? A simple little phone. You've dishonored yourself. Scary. Proverbs 18:4. The words of a man's mouth are so deep, waters are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing bank. Be a bubbling brook on the internet. Strive to post good things. Right? You know, there are certain people I follow on Facebook just because everything they post is inspirational. There's not a negative thing on there. But be careful. Sometimes you can, there'll be a Christian meme or something, you'll like it. Go look at where they got that source from. A lot of times it's from a bad place. Just has one good little thing in it. But be a bubbling brook on your social media. Post things of God. This church does a marvelous job with their Facebook page. They're posting things of the food. They're posting things from Easter. If a church can do it, who's the church, first off? We are. But if this church can do it, why can't we do it? Right? We need to. Proverbs 18:6-7. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for a flogging. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Don't invite a beating on the internet through your Facebook page. Sometimes we put things out there just because we want to get a reaction out of somebody. Whether it's negative or positive. Right? I want to show that person. And you send it. It happens. Sometimes we just provoke a fight. And we provoke it through our social media. So when you do that, ask yourself this. Does it glorify God and the kingdom? Does it really need to be said? Or am I just being mean, cruel, and hateful? Proverbs 18:9. He also who is slothful in his work is brother to him who is great waster. Don't be slack in your work. Social media can consume so much of your time. We proved it through the stats earlier. That it takes away from us doing things for the kingdom of God. And I'm going to give you something here that's not even in my notes. If you're looking at pornography, you're doing all this stuff, how do you expect God to fully fulfill what he has for you? You're playing with the devil. Only got a few more here. Proverbs 18:3. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. So I put on that one. Have you ever thought sometimes people just post stuff on there because they're hurting? But how too often have we seen that post and we just judged them? And then made a mean comment about it. I've done it. And the time I did it, come to find out, the guy lost his brother. And all he was doing was reaching out. He was mad. He was angry. Maybe that would have been a good time for me to just close my mouth and shut up. How long do you think it took me to get my character back with that person? Just now getting it back. You know, the elders of the church have got a lot of wisdom. Maybe when they call you out on your social media, you ought to listen to them. Teenagers, your character is building right now. Don't lose it over 9 hours of this. Right? And we'll go to Ephesians 5, 15 through 17. Ephesians 5, 15 through 17 says, "See then that you walk carefully, not as fools, but as a wise man, making most of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Our days are numbered. Be wise. We stop back and we think about how many new users there is. It says, every 15 seconds there's someone new on social media. So every 15 seconds you got a chance to plant a seed. Think how many people can be saved if we just use that 15 seconds to plant that seed. To take that 9 hours, teens, that you spend and plant seeds. 9 hours, teens, to read your Bible, to pray, to get on your knees. Adults, the 3 hours to get on your knees and pray, to read your Bible. And you know what? Maybe at the end of that 3 hours, so 3 hours and 59 minutes and 99 seconds, I don't even think that's a real number, but close, you get what I'm getting at. Then post something about what God just did to you in that altar through reading His Word. I'm going to close. I'm going to ask my wife to come up. I'm going to ask Pastor Kelly to come up, Brother Angelo to come up. Sister Millie can come up. You know, everyone up here has a heart for ministry, has a love for people, right? We don't want to see anybody perish. So the leaders are up here. I'm going to ask you guys to close your eyes, bow your head real quick. If there's anybody out there tonight, first off and foremost, that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, if you want to be safe tonight, just raise your hand. Okay. We're fixing to open these altars, so keep your eyes closed and think. I'm going to ask you a few questions. If any of these ring to you, come up and listen and see one of these leaders. We want to pray for you tonight. First one, are you seeking to glorify God through your social media? If you're not, come on up. Is your social media leading you into sin? Does your speech on social media building up or tearing down people? Is social media being your master? Is it your idol? Does social media help you renew your mind in God's truth? If it doesn't, I know it doesn't for me. Are you having relationship problems through social media? Is it causing relationship issues? I talked about all this social media stuff, but if you're struggling with something tonight, These altars are open. Come up. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for you. Altars are open, guys. Now, where one or two or more are gathered, it shall be done. We're here to pray for you.